اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah as well in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir.
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan,
alhamdulillah,
how are you?
Sir.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Inshallah, in this session today, we'll talk about Ayah 171 and Ayah 172 of Surah Ali Imran on page 72, right? So brothers and sisters, Ali Nasir, Hassan Hussein as well here, let's everyone listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Let's start our class then. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty says in these two verses, we'll have a short explanation, inshallah, brothers, okay? Then we'll move on to the tajweed rules, practical tajweed rules, inshallah, and the recitation. So let me just read the ayah once and translate it. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 171 of Surah Ali Imran, يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They rejoice, the shuhada, they rejoice in Allah's blessings and grace. They enjoy themselves, okay, in Allah's blessings and grace. And they will give the good news, okay, of what? That Allah does not waste the reward of the faithful. Okay? So if this is our belief, that Allah Almighty does not waste our reward, okay? If we are doing great, if we have iman, Allah Almighty will what? Will grant us with what? With blessings, with Jannah, inshallah, with the shafa'ah of our imams, our ma'sumin alayhim salam. So there will be no fear, no grief for us, okay? Got it? If a mu'min believes in this. So, وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We talked about shuhada in the previous session, and we also asked our brothers and sisters to refer to the tafasir books, since this topic was an important topic, and it has a broad explanation, okay? Got it? And also one point about shuhada, one more point I want to say here from this ayah, that they will be blessed with like kind of blessing or kind of ni'mah and fadl that we really don't know about them. Okay? We really don't know how, what kind of blessing it is. Sometimes, look, Allah Almighty used indefinite word. Bi ni'matin. It's not a certain type of ni'mah. Look, al-ni'mah. Bil-ni'mah, it's not. Alif-lam, it doesn't have. Lam-ut-tarif, it doesn't have. It's not definite. Okay? That this type of ni'mah. Allah Almighty uses an indefinite word. Bi ni'matin wa fadlin. Both are indefinite. So what does it mean? In Arabic, if a word is used in an indefinite form, okay, it says a great thing. Something so great, so big. Bi ni'matin, it means a great ni'mah. Okay? Or sometimes it is also used, okay, to give us the like how important this is. Bi ni'mah means an important ni'mah that we don't know about it, okay? The shuhada know themselves. They know, okay? May inshallah Allah Almighty grant us with shahada, inshallah, then we will understand, okay? How do they feel like? And then the next point from this ayah is that Allah Almighty has ensured us, has guaranteed our reward. أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَلْ Huh, read it? أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ So believe in this, okay? That Allah Almighty, because He is fair, He is عادل. The second principle of Islam is عَدَالَ Allah Almighty is عادل. So he's not gonna, God forbid, okay, wrong anyone. So he does not waste the reward of the faithful. Next ayah, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ This ayah talks about the shuhada of the Uhud, the battle of the Uhud, especially Imam Ali alayhi salam. Actually, Imam Ali alayhi salam did not get martyred there, yes, but he got really injured. About more than 60 injuries in the history of the city. About more than 60 injuries he had, Imam Ali alayhi salam. But still, when the enemies from the Battle of Uhud, when they defeated Muslims, okay, they started going back to Mecca, the enemies, okay, the kuffar. Then once the leader of the mushrikeen, okay, they said, hey, let's go back, let's finish Islam, okay? We defeated them, let's go and kill the rest of the Muslims as well. Okay? Let's do this. Let's finish them. Then when Prophet heard, okay, when Prophet heard that they are going to attack again, Prophet besieged all the Muslims. Stand up like champions. Let's go and defend Islam, okay? When they stood up, okay, all, even those Muslims who were injured, especially Imam Ali alayhi salam, more than 60 injuries, but still Imam Ali alayhi salam stood up because he was the general of that time with the Prophet, yes? So he stood up, and all other Muslims, okay, they stood up. So what happened? This made the enemies feel fear. The enemies got scared. So Allah Almighty says, "الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ The mu'minin, okay, the mu'minin who responded to Allah and the Apostle, even after they had been wounded, for those of them who have been virtuous and God-wary, Allah Almighty, what? أجرٌ عظيم. There shall be a great reward.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So let's move on to the Tajweed rules now. Allah Almighty is so kind. We should ask Him and He is blessing. He'll give us, okay? Don't worry. If we are truth with Him, if we are honest with Allah, He is honest with us. So, let's point out the important tajweed rules. يَسْتَبَشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ يَسْتَبَشِرُونَ The first point is the قَلْقَلَ point, which says that if these five letters appear ساكن, what five letters? The letter ba, the letter jim, the letter dal, the letter Qaf and the letter Ta, these five letters. Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, if you see one of these letters appear sakin, which has a sukun sign, no vowel sound, you must pronounce them with an echoing sound, like this one. Yastabshiruna. No. Recitation says yastabshiruna. Echoing sound. Bounce the sound a bit. Yastabshiruna. Right? That's it. Bini'matin min Allah. Tanwin plus mim, tanwin plus nun, tanwin plus ya, tanwin plus waw, plus ra, plus lam. These six letters, yarmalun letters, whenever you have tanwin or nun sakin, merge this tanwin or nun sakin sound to the next letter right after it, okay? The nun or mim or ya, whatever. Now here, bini'matin, you have mim after it. Bini'ma, tim, instead of tin, nun sound, merge it with mim, it becomes a meme sound. Bini'matim. And prolong it for two beats. Bini'matim. Plus nasal sound. Bini'matim min Allah. Allah is pronounced heavily. Wafadlin. Tanween again. What do you have after tanween?
Wow.
Wow is again one of those six letters. Bini'matim min Allah. Wafad. Merge it with wow. Fadlin. Liu changes to liu. Wafadliu. Right? Wa anna allaha. Nun mushaddad. Nasal sound. Wa anna allaha la yudhi'u ajra al mu'mineen. You remember in the previous session I told you, do not mix up the short vowels with the long vowels. If you say la yudhi'u, it means for sure Allah Almighty wastes the rewards of the faithful. But this is a false belief. لا يضيعوا. Allah Almighty doesn't waste. So, لا يضيعوا أجر المؤمنين. You see the letter Jim? The same as the letter Ba. It's sakin, right? You should echo the sound. أجر المؤمنين. أجر. Right?
Yes.
That's it in this ayah. Listen and repeat after me. Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين
يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين
أحسنتم. Let's do the next ayah. الذين استجابوا, but you skip the همزة الوصل here. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد Nun sakin min ba'di. The word ba'd starts with ba. Nun sakin plus ba change the sound of nun sakin into a hidden meme. Into meme and hide the sound of meme. This way. Min changes to mim. No. Mim. Yeah? Your lips are trying to touch, but don't let them touch. That way you pronounce it correctly. من بعد ما أصابهم القرح heavy sound. The mad on ما is not wajib. It's جائز. You can stretch it. If you don't want, do not stretch it. The letter جيم says that it's optional to stop here or continue. Next part. للذين أحسنوا منهم نون ساكن منهم ها Nun sakin plus ha or six letters. Ha, ha, hamza, ayn, ghayn, kha. These six letters, if you see after the nun sakin, don't change anything. Just read the way nun sakin is pronounced or tanwin is pronounced. Minhum. Wattaqaw ajrun azim. Ajrun azim. Look, tanwin again plus ayn. The same as ha. So don't change anything. Pronounce it the way it is. Let me recite this ayah and that's all in this session. الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح
الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح
للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم
للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه